Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live call. We are here on the phone line. Also, we are going to be on Facebook Live tonight under the Talius M. Carr Facebook page. So if you go there, you can pull up the live feed and also share it as you are able to pull that up. And again, just want to remind everybody that we have the opportunity to post questions. We are on the phone line, so you also still have the opportunity to press star 5 to speak on the phone line, and also any commentary that you have, more than welcome to comment as we are going throughout the call, because we're talking about tell the devil no. Tonight we're going to be closing it out, so much is going to come up, so much is going to go forward as, you know, we dive into this topic again. And as we are on the live feed, so tell the devil no. How have we been resisting the devil is that question that has come up a few times throughout the week. So at this time, we want to welcome in our leader, Mr. Talius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Lasagne.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Good. So I welcome everyone on the line tonight. As we close out this week and this topic on telling the devil no, if by chance you may have missed any phone call, I do encourage you, I urge you to go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org. Look at me talking about SundayMorningBreakfast.org. Look at me. In all seriousness, go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org and listen to Wednesday's Bible study. Listen to Sunday morning, powerful Sunday morning, powerful Sunday night, powerful Wednesday. I'm telling you, even if you have heard the message, go back again. It's okay to get it in your spirit again. Okay? I'm serious. It's nothing like the original. We can take notes, but go back and listen to those messages. But without further ado, Ms. Latonya, you mind opening us up with prayer, please?
Certainly. Our Father and our God, we come before you on this evening to say thank you, dear Father. We thank you for this day that you have gifted to us, dear God. We thank you for this opportunity once again to come into the presence of fellow believers, dear God, and also just to dwell in your presence as well, dear God. We thank you for the grace and the mercy that you have extended to us throughout this day. We thank you for your love, and we thank you for your direction, dear God. We ask that at this hour you will help us to be focused on the task at hand. Help us to be open and receptive so that we may receive all that you have for us, dear Father. We thank you for continuing to provide us this platform by way of this ministry. And we thank you for our leader, dear God. We ask that you will strengthen all of us so that we may continue to serve you in spirit and in truth. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Tell the devil no. That's been the topic. Is Mr. DJ there yet?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
Ken, how you doing?
Doing wonderful. So give us your breakdown, man, on this topic, telling the devil no.
Telling the devil no sounds so simple because out of habit and rhetoric, we all often think, oh, yeah, we always tell the devil no. But in dwelling with us this week, you actually don't say no. And some of us, when we say no, it's not a definitive no. It's more of a not right now or not at this time and not at this moment. You need to learn, we need to learn to say definitively no and deal with the devil head on. I mean, why be flaky with it? You can't be a lukewarm Christian, and why ride the fence with the yes and no? You still want to go to church but hang out in the streets or have these friends that are doing no good. We still sit up in church, but we watch the stolen cable. I'm just saying, lots of things that are going on that we keep ignoring the elephant in the room. You want to speed, you want to lie, get out of a ticket, but yet you call yourself a Christian. Anytime you're doing little things like that, then you're not telling the devil no. And that's why he's still around. It's because there's so many of us that are not telling him no. When I think back to the examples, and there are many examples in the Bible, you can look at the three Hebrew boys. They said no. And the king told him, hey, you got to go in my fiery furnace. We're going to kill you. And they said, run it. The hamster still, no. They put him in, they put the three of them in the furnace. And matter of fact, he was so pissed off at them that he heated the furnace seven times hotter than what it normally is. It even burned the guards who put them in there. But those three Hebrew boys still said no. Not only did they sit in the fiery furnace like it was an air conditioner, they weren't burned. They weren't burned or harmed at all. And when the guy came back and said, hey, there's four people in there. One of them looked like an angel. This is true. God took care of them. What I'm trying to essentially say is, why not take a chance? The fight is fixed. The fight is totally fixed. So why not take a chance? You already know who's going to win, and that's God. He's undefeated, undisputed. He writes the ending right after the beginning. Only thing we do is fill in the middle. So if you know the end result is victory, why not trust God? Why not follow God? A lot of stuff that we do is out of habit and tradition. Why you can't say no? Why you can't simply tell the devil, no, that's not even me. Sometimes we do stuff, we don't really even enjoy it, but we don't say it definitively, no. You know, good and well, you ain't got no business with that woman or with that man in your past. You're going to let them come in and mess up your relationship just out of habit, what y'all used to do, or because you've known them from a past experience. Some people are gone for a reason. God removes certain people from you for a reason. What I'm trying to say is we need to lace up our bootstraps, realize whom and whose we are, and we need to tell the devil, no, you got to go, bro. I don't care what you do, what you say. The answer is no. When we quit entertaining them and defensively say no, then we'll get closer to our Father. You tell God, yes. Just like Job. The devil came at Job, I don't know how many different ways. Matter of fact, Christ even told him to. Have you tried my faithful servant, Job? It's something when the Lord can kind of brag or endorse you. That says a lot. That's real powerful. We need to be more like that if we're supposed to be his children. Just something to think about, but I really, really enjoyed this topic this week is because it redefines a lot of things that we don't talk about or that we don't, you know, we'll whisper it here or whisper it there, you know, but we're not going to discuss it. We don't want to face it. Let me say it like that. You know, the Bible says time you pass away, time you die, you're looking at Christ in the face. You don't have time to twitch or say, hold up, let me get ready. If he was to come back right now, right now at this very moment, and look you in the face where you can't run, will you be ready? It's just a little question I want to leave out there. Hell, the devil, no. That's all I have.
All right now. Mr. Carr, are you there? We can hear you now.
All right. So that's what I'm talking about, Mr. DJ. Good deal. So let's get on, y'all. I'm starting it live, and we're about to get ready to rock and roll. So we're talking about telling the devil no. We best know it from the scripture, and it says, resist the devil, and he shall flee. Y'all remember that?
Yes, sir.
The Bible says to resist the devil, and he shall flee. Can y'all see me on live yet? Let me know when y'all get on there.
Okay.
How you doing, Miss Christina and Miss Nicole? Miss Katina, how are you doing? Who is that, Miss Latanya? There we go. Miss Tamika, how are you? So we're about to get started in 1 second. Let me get started in 1 second. All righty. How you doing, Miss Tucker and Treya? How are you? How you doing, Aunt Georgia? And who is that, Miss Juanita? How are you?
Okay, Miss Tiana and Miss Jennifer. Miss Lola, how are you doing? Miss Latricia. All right, y'all. So tonight we're talking about telling the devil no. Okay, we're talking about telling the devil no. I'm doing wonderful, Miss Tucker. Tell the devil no. Also, although it seems so simplistic, Mr. DJ, boy,
yes,
it's a trick to this now. It's a trick to this, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Now, you hear me good?
Yes,
the
sir.
The Bible says this in James 4 and 7. Let me just open it up like this. In James 4 and 7, the Bible says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Y'all, and telling the devil no, it's one thing to say no, I won't. It's another thing to live it. Can I open up this way? How you doing, Miss Debbie and Miss Janelle? Can I open up this way? Let's open up this way, Mr. DJ.
Okay.
Y'all remember the Bible says when Jesus walked with his disciples, and we're talking about telling the devil no. Remember what Jesus told them? He said, shh, don't let them know. Don't tell them who I am.
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Miss Jacqueline? Jesus told his disciples not to tell them who he was. He never said, don't show them who I am.
Hmm. Right.
Okay. Okay.
Let me say this again. How you doing, Swan? Jesus said, don't tell them who I am. But he never said, don't show them who I am. As a matter of fact, he encouraged us to show them by our light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
It's one
okay.
thing verbally tell the devil no. It's another thing. See, understand that Jesus, when he was tempted by Satan, understand that he walked through the wilderness and Satan tempted him and tempted him and tempted him. But do understand when he spoke to Satan was at the end. When he told him no at the end, he said, depart from me. Right? He did
right.
that after the end. In other words, he did that after he passed the temptation test. A lot of times before we even take the test, we say, no, Satan, get behind me, Satan. You have yet to step on a battlefield. Step on a battlefield first. Jesus, see, he lived no, and then he said no. Telling the devil
yes.
no is a lifestyle, not just a verbal command.
Amen.
All right. Y'all follow me? How you doing, Miss Anya?
Yes.
And Miss Tasha, Miss Kimberly, and Miss, who is that? Miss Perth, Miss Shabri, Miss Tanya. Y'all, it's a lifestyle. How you doing, Miss Courtney? So Jesus was tempted by Satan. He took Satan's best shot. He took his best shot. And then at the end, because he lived it, he told him no. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
It's one thing to tell somebody no. Anybody been in relationships? How you doing, Ms. Arlene? You ever been in a relationship and you role playing and you said no, no, no? You don't really mean no. You know you mean no when you live a no. That means I'm done.
Right.
Y'all follow?
Yes.
Right.
Right? But look at what James 4 and 7 said before we get to our questions. James 4 and 7 said, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and then he will flee from you. This is my question. Since we're walking in authority so much, how we walk in authority? How you doing, Ms. Brown? How we walk in authority and we have more power than Satan? You and I have more power than Satan. Why can't we tell him no and mean it? In other words, why are we telling Satan no and we the one who running away?
Hmm.
The Bible says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, meaning reject him, huh? That means when he push, you push back, and he will flee. The Bible never said, we shall flee. The Bible said, and he will flee. How can we
right.
properly tell Satan no when we the ones who running away from him? Shouldn't he be running away from you?
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
Y'all follow me? How you doing, Ms. Brown, Ms. Arista? Jim Mary, what's going on? Y'all follow me?
Yes.
The Bible never says submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil and you flee. The Bible said resist the devil and he will flee. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is important, people. This is very important because a lot of times we find ourselves and we say, I resist the devil and I tell the devil no, but we the ones who running. Why are you running when you have that much power in you? The Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Why are we running from them? They should be running from us because they shouldn't want to hear what we got to say. See, that's a form of telling the devil, no.
Mm.
You follow me?
Yes.
Sir.
All right. How you doing, Sunday? Miss Keisha? How are you doing? Miss Danielle, how are you? What you said, Miss Swan? Stand firm on his word. That's right. So when you tell the devil no, follow me, everybody. How you doing, Miss Belinda? When you tell the devil no, okay, no, you can't have my finances. No, you can't have my children. No, you can't have my relationship. No, you can't have my marriage. No, you can't have my future. No, you can't have my thoughts. When you tell the devil no, you don't run from him. You make him run from you. That means you got to stand firm in God. Remember, the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Whew. And the violent take it by force.
Mm.
That means if we're going to be on the side of God, you got to get ready for a fight, but it's not a natural fight. It's spiritual warfare. It's more of you resisting him. And see, the way that we resist Satan is that we be all up in God's face. In other words, if it don't think like, look like, sound like, walk like, live like, even reason like God, I reject it. This is how you reject the devil. This is how you tell the devil no. Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Miss Belinda? Mr. DJ, they ready for you. How you doing, Ms. Yolanda and Ms. Nefa? They ready for you, Mr. DJ. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. Here we go. Our first email question. What we got, Ms. Latonya?
Okay, so first question is, since my father-in-law passed away, my husband has started drinking, and it is affecting our relationship. I've been praying and rebuking the devil's attacks on our marriage, and now my husband has become more depressed and even stopped going to church. At this point, what do I do?
Miss Latonya, your phone is breaking up very bad.
Okay. Okay, is it still, am I clear now?
It really, are you in a bad area?
No.
He's actually crystal clear. I mean, I can hear it pretty well.
I can't. It may be my phone.
Okay.
All right. Type your question on the screen, please.
Okay.
What you said, Miss Jennifer? You have to mean it in your heart when you say no to Satan. That's right. Because he don't take no easy. He going to check you out. He going to check that lifestyle out. Miss Arlene said, we are not walking like we are talking. All right. Miss Juanita, what you say? We have to put our words, no, into action. There is power in the tongue, and faith without works is dead. All right, now. All right. What's going on, Juan? Miss Nefa, what you say? Put on the armor of God every day. That's right. So, y'all, here's the first question, okay? The question says, since my father-in-law passed away, my husband has started drinking, and it is affecting our relationship. I've been praying and rebuking the devil's attacks on our marriage. And now my husband has become depressed, become more depressed, and even stopped going to church. At this point, what do I do, Mr. DJ?
Well, first things first, you still pray. That's your husband. You still pray. You lift him up in prayer, and you need to remind him of. You need to remind him of who he is. Okay.
Mr. Carr, are you there?
Yes. He was having some phone issues. But you need
okay.
to remind your husband of who he is and whose he is and that he's responsible for
okay.
both of you all. And you need to not give up on him, but you also have to realize you can't save him. It's not your place to save him. You're his wife, you're there by his side, but you need to make sure that you're doing everything that you need to for support and in terms of bringing him to God. I mean, try several different ways other than just say go to church. You know, you need to appeal to his intellect, to his leadership, and to several different
things. Mr. DJ, this is what I'm going to do, y'all. This is what I'm going to do. Mr. DJ, if you can't get on Facebook Live, but I'm going to do this call, it's going to have to go through Facebook Live because the phone is being static on my end. All right? So we're going to have to do it another way. There's always more than one way to skin the cat. Now, with that being said, y'all, let's get back to the question. The question says, since my father-in-law passed away, my husband has started drinking, and it is affecting our relationship. I've been praying and rebuking the devil's attacks on our marriage. And now my husband has become more depressed and even stopped going to church. At this point, what do I do? Well, well, well. Ain't that something?
It is.
Y'all heard it? Y'all saw the question?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's where it gets interesting, people. All right? Because this is real life, and these are real questions. This individual's husband's father-in-law passed. Her father-in-law passed, or her husband's father. And the passing of the father has affected their relationship, and she's been praying and rebuking the devil's attack on their marriage. The husband has become more depressed and even stopped going to church. At this point, what do I do? See, telling the devil no is a lifestyle. Ms. Nisa said, you pray over your husband daily. That's right. Ms. Nicole said, fix it, Jesus. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. What you say, Ms. Tuck, it's not just my phone. Yeah, I don't know. Ms. Nisa said, therapy is sometimes necessary. The grieving is hard. Okay. How you doing, Nina and Ms. Geraldine? Plead the blood of Jesus. Here's the deal. When Satan is attacking, he's only attacking because of what God has already instilled. Do understand that to whom much is given, much is required. That means we have so much power in us, and to resist the devil requires that we put this thing into action. Okay? When you are married because your husband has suffered a loss, the Bible says, let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. That means you are one. You are one accord. Y'all follow me? That means when he's strong, I may be weak. Or when I'm weak, he may be strong. In this instance, the husband is weak. Okay? And we got to shift him back to a place to where he remembers. It's vitally important, y'all listen to me now, that we get married, y'all listen to me now, in God. Because if you don't get married in God, how can you bring a man who's grieving back to a place he never was?
Amen.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Let me say this again. If we never get married in God, it would be detrimental. It would be very hard to bring someone to a place that they never were. Don't you know you can pray and pray and pray over any situation, and God has removed? Y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
You can plead the blood of Jesus over anything. Trust me. God prays for us daily. You understand this? But the other individual has to want it. In other words, it has to be in them for your words to connect. The only reason, watch this, God was able to tell Satan no with Lazarus is because of this. Because Lazarus had Jesus already in him. So when Jesus naturally spoke, Lazarus, listen, it was, y'all see the connectivity?
Yes.
It would have been hell-bent and hard for Jesus to speak to Lazarus if he wasn't in Lazarus already. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying now. In this situation, you got a grieving husband. But see, before grief even happens, see, on our study days, the Bible says the ant study her ways. In other words, while things are going good, we got to be so rooted and deeply grounded in God to where if a bad day happens, the weak one, who's now weak and may have slipped away, is easy to pull them back because they're going to go back to what they remember about what you tell them. And you may see it in there as a wife preaching and praying and touching and delivering and things of that nature over your husband, and your husband starts to gravitate back to where they once were because the relationship was always founded in God. It's easy to tell the devil no. It's easy to walk in authority. When you walk in authority every day, you resist him on every other occasion. This ain't nothing new, husband. We got to get it together. I understand that things happen, but I can't let you let go of God's hand because you started in God, and in God you shall stay. Mentality.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Miss Bethany? This is very important, y'all. Okay? Miss Tiana said grieving impacts individuals differently. Okay? It is important to be stronger, to be the stronger of the two, so he is supported in this time. Remind him of God, his daddy, whom is covering and protecting him, and will give your husband peace. Okay? Y'all follow me, though? Miss Nicole, what did you say? Yes, we can't change others. We have to pray. Prayer is the key. Pray without ceasing. Miss Nifa, what'd you say? And your husband could be angry with God for the death of his father. That could be a possibility. So, y'all, and that's a good point, Miss Nifa, because if he's angry with God, telling the devil no is not an option. He's not telling God no. Hello, somebody.
Yes, sir.
All right. This is important. How you doing, Miss Sanders and Miss Lisa, Miss Katina? How you doing, Miss Sabrina, is that? Yeah, how are you? All right. So let's get to it. What else we got? What else we got? What's that next question? Miss Sharon had a question out there.
Yes, she did. The question received is choosing to ignore telling the devil no?
So if you're saying, oh, okay. All right, that's a good question. How you doing, Miss Monique? Mr. DJ, you there? Can I hear you?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good. It's choosing, type that up, Miss Latonya. It's choosing to ignore the devil telling him no. What you got to say, Mr. DJ?
I don't think that's telling him a definitively no. You can ignore all day long, and that's why he probably never really goes anywhere or goes right around the corner and come right back to you. It's not a definitively no. If you got a child, for those of us that are parents, if you don't tell your child no, they're going to think in their mind that you're saying yes. If they ask you, can they go outside or can they have something, if you keep ignoring them, they'll keep saying mama, 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 or daddy. They're going to keep going and keep going and keep going until you look them in the face and definitively tell them no.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah, once you say no, that's it. So, and I'm not saying that that's necessarily it with the devil, but it's very different than ignoring you because he's going to amp up the power. He's going to think you're not really hearing him. So he's going to turn up the influence, and that's what you don't want him to do.
All right.
What you want him to do is come another way.
All right. Yo, the question is, what's going on, E40? What's going on? How you doing, Ms. Karen? The question is, when you choose to ignore the devil, you made a choice to ignore the devil. Is that the same thing as telling him no?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. Ms. Nifa said no, it has to be verbal. Okay. Ms. Nifa also said he will find your stronghold. Ms. Tiana said ignoring is not saying no. Ms. Nicole, what'd you say? I wanted to give up. When my dad passed, I kept calling on Jesus. I told the devil he don't have any dominion here. Resist the devil and he will flee in Jesus' name. All right now. Miss, what you say, Swan? No, the heat will be on. Just because you ignore Satan don't mean he's going to take that as a no. Huh? There needs to be an action behind that. Y'all, just because we ignore something, you can ignore something temporarily. We do that all the time. As a matter of fact, watch what I'm about to tell y'all. Can I help y'all out?
The question is
ignoring the devil telling him no? Y'all know when Jesus was on the cross, when he became sin, y'all know what happened?
Right.
Guess what happened? This is what God did to Jesus. He ignored him. He did this here. Look what God did. He turned his back on Jesus. You know why he turned his back on Jesus? Because sin separates us from God. Now,
yeah.
Just because he ignored Jesus at that moment, remember, he had to be planted. Lord, have mercy. Ah. Y'all, Jesus laid down his life. He had to be planted in the earth. He was not buried. He was planted. He was planted so that he can sprout up. See, you know, once you plant one thing, you know, Lord, have mercy. You know a whole bunch of more things can be planted and grow? Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Listen, just because we ignore Satan, that does not mean no. Because God can ignore us, that don't mean no. Remember, delayed but not denied. Oh, my goodness, catch this, people.
Amen.
Just because you temporarily ignore the devil, that does not mean no. As a matter of fact, let me show you the scripture. Come on, y'all, pull your Bibles out if you have it. The Bible says in Luke 4:13, now when the devil had ended every temptation, when he was tempted Jesus, when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from Jesus until an opportune time. In other words, Satan is an opportunist. You may ignore him today, but tomorrow, he's coming right back.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Right. Ignoring the devil is not telling him no. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ignoring Satan is saying, leave me alone. Huh? To tell the devil no, meaning you must resist him. This must be a consistent, continual thing. It has to be a lifestyle. It cannot be a fad. We take telling the devil no as a fad. We tell Satan no on Sunday. In other words, y'all know I can't go out. Y'all know I can't drink. Y'all know I can't have premarital sex on Sunday. But catch me on Saturday.
Right.
Boy, I'm going to stop right there because somebody may get offended. But it's the truth.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, what'd you say, Miss Jennifer? When you have to say no and mean it, you have to say no and mean it when it comes to that devil. That's right. Jesus specifically told the devil to flee. That's right. He didn't ignore him. That's right, Miss Nefa. He told him directly to flee. That is absolutely right. Okay? What'd you say, Miss Nicole? Fight the devil with the word. That's right. Don't ignore him. Fight him. Y'all know ignoring is just like you see a rat in your house. Don't ignore it. Go get that rat.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, you got to go, rat.
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ms. Jennifer said, Mr. DJ, she said when you ignore something, it will keep coming back. That is absolutely right. Because somebody will say this, you've been ignoring my phone calls, but they're still trying. Just because you tell somebody, oh, come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know,
yes,
y'all know what I'm talking about? You done been ignoring that man how many times and he keep on calling you. You never
mm-hmm.
told him no. Even when you tell him no, you got to show him no.
That's right. You keep ignoring them, they'll pull up on you. They'll show up.
That's right. What you said, Miss Patricia, I was very mad at God after losing my parents 2 years apart. I was a playground for the devil. All right. All right. What'd you say, Miss Nicole? Come on with it, huh? All right, now. What'd you say, how you doing, Miss Lisa and Miss Brittany? Like a bill collector. He coming back. Miss Nicole, what'd you say? Yes, God is bigger. Tell the devil to go to... Tell the devil to go to hell. All right. Jesus is ahead. Walk in authority. All right, now. How you doing, Miss Candace? So y'all get it? Tell the devil no. We have to resist the devil. Miss Latonya, we have an email question from Miss Tiana. What we got?
Yes, sir. So the question is, when I say no to the devil, is it possible that I'm still not operating in God?
Ooh, good question. When you tell the devil no, people, ooh, good question. When you tell the devil no, does that mean that you're operating in God? Let me say this again, Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you. Just because you told the devil no, does that mean you're operating in God?
Okay, that's a deep question. Two wrongs never make a right. So when the devil asks you to do something or even more than what you're doing, I say the opposite of the devil is God. So I'm going to say yes. I'm gonna say yes. I'm going to say yes,
okay.
You are.
So the question is, when I tell the devil no, does that mean that I'm operating in God? How you doing, Ms. Dunn? How are you? Ms. Stewart, how are you? When you tell the devil no, does that automatically mean you're operating in God? Huh. Let me put
define
it
define operating. Define operating.
Listen. Doing. Being obedient to God.
Yeah.
So let me put it this way, y'all. Just because your husband, your boyfriend, told that girl no, does that mean that y'all on the same page? Uh-oh.
Mm.
What my tea is? Let me sip my tea right quick. Let me sip my tea. That ain't tea, it's Gatorade, but you know. Just because we say no to the devil, that don't mean that we operating in God.
Mm.
Don't you know? I'm going to prove it to you. The Bible says if you lukewarm, see, that just because we tell the devil no don't mean that we all in with God. Lukewarm is a disease. You know that? And guess what he going to do to those who are lukewarm? Y'all heard of something called spit out the mouth? I'm going to spit you out the mouth.
That's right.
So in other words, just because we reject Satan don't mean that we have accepted God.
Amen.
Woo. Just because, oh, wow, catch this, people. Just because your boyfriend, just because your husband, just because your fiance told that girl, no, I can't mess with you anymore, does not mean that he's committed to you.
Whew. Amen.
Woo!
Mm.
Do I need to sip some more tea? They got some hot tea on it.
Mm. Indeed.
Y'all know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What'd you say, Mr. DJ?
I just wanted to break it down. That's why I was asking about operating, because you could be shacking up, living in fornication, and then the devil wants you to come and go out here and sell drugs or sell weed. Just because you tell them no, that don't mean you're operating in God, because you're still doing wrong.
That's right.
That's why I was like, yeah, you know, you're operating. Yeah.
Let me ask y'all this, and I know this is a touchy subject, Mr. DJ. Tell the devil no. You remember, I got to say it. Remember we had Hillary Clinton and we had Donald Trump. Watch what I'm about to show y'all now. Donald Trump didn't want you to necessarily vote for him. He just didn't want you to vote for Hillary. In other words, you can tell me no. Donald Trump's philosophy was, you can tell me no by not voting for me, but let me throw salt on her so you don't vote for her either. In other words, if I can get a lot of y'all not voting at all, I got a better chance. Lord have mercy of winning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
Y'all follow me? Just because you tell the devil no, Satan don't mind that you tell him no. He just don't want you to vote yes for God.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Let me say this again so everybody can hear me. Just because you tell Satan no, Satan don't mind you telling him no. He just don't want you to go to a vote yes for God. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Some people don't mind if you tell them no. Some devils don't mind if you tell them no. Some demons don't mind if you tell them no. They just don't want you to be happy with a yes with somebody else. In other words, y'all have seen it far too many times. How many times you have seen crazy people kill somebody and say, if I can't have you, nobody else will? In other words, you rejected me, but I promise you nobody else will have your hand in marriage. You see how they
go?
Yes, right.
Test this, people. So just because we tell the devil no, don't mean that we say yes to God.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's good, huh?
Yes, sir.
All it right. is.
How you doing, Miss Stacy? Miss Cher? Miss Sanders, how are you? Okay, who is that? Miss Kenyatta, how you doing, Miss Cabrini? All right. So let's get to it, y'all. I got a question, Mr. DJ.
Okay.
This is directly from Mr. DJ. It says, when we sin, are we telling God no?
when we sin, yes, that's exactly correct. We are telling God no.
The question, y'all, the question was, when we sin, are we telling God no? Y'all know the topic says tell the devil no.
Right.
Right? So when we sin,
right,
are we telling God no? How you doing, Ms. Natty? What you saying, Mr. DJ?
I say we are exact, that is exactly correct. We are telling God no when we sin.
Y'all got it?
Yes,
how you
sir.
Doing, Mr. Dillon? Huh? So the question was, when we sin, are we telling God no? Ms. Nefa said, if you say no and don't commit to God, he still has a chance to interrupt your life, and that's all he needs. That's right. Ms. Candace says, the question is, when we sin, are we telling God no? Yes. Ms. Jennifer said, of course. Mr. DJ said yes, and I would have to agree. Ms. Nefa said, yes, absolutely. Sin separates us from God. Y'all,
right,
we sin. Whether we want to look at it like that or not, when we sin, we are telling God no. Because in other words, you know how we say, God's going to have to forgive me on this one. In other words, we know what to do is right. We know what to do, but we're saying not right now, God. And when you say right now, you're essentially saying N-O, and I'm not talking about New Orleans.
Amen.
I know we got some Saints fans out there, but I ain't talking about New Orleans when we say N-O. No. Y'all follow?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Bulldog? Okay. So when we sin, sin is telling God no. You know why sin is telling God no? Because you have an option. Sin is not inevitable. In other words, sin does not have authority over us. We have authority over it. So sin, is a choice.
That's right.
Let me say this again. Sin is a choice. Let me say it again. Well, what if you don't know, Mr. Carr? It don't matter. The Bible said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Sin is a choice. As a matter of fact, God would never quiz you or test you on something that you didn't already have information on. That's not the type of God we serve.
Wow.
Uh-oh. So everything, for every temptation, for every chance that you get to tell the devil no, you can absolutely tell him no. You have the right to tell him no, but not just through your mouth, but you got to tell him no through your actions. Huh? Boy, y'all know one of the most dangerous things in the world? It's not just telling the devil no, it's showing him no. One of the most dangerous things in the world is not the one who talk a lot, it's the one who's silent that's about their life. Oh, y'all got to hear me again. See, I'm telling you, y'all see it all day, right? Tell the devil no. We see it all day, Mr. DJ. We see the thugs in the street, and you can identify them as thugs, pants hanging, you know, this, that, and the other. I ain't putting my femur down, but you know what I'm talking about. And that's a thug. See, that's not a thug to me. If you really want to know what a real thug is, let's not let the world manipulate our minds. Tell the devil no. If you want to know what a real thug is, a real thug don't look like one. See, a real thug wears suits and ties. It's called a mafia. They don't do a lot of talking, but look at their actions.
Amen.
Right.
Huh? Now, who play with the mob? What I'm trying to tell you is this. You can do this all day and tell the devil no. He's not afraid of that. He's afraid of you living it.
Amen.
You know, we say it all the time. The devil gets scared when my feet hit the ground. Notice, he didn't get scared when you talked about going over there. He got scared when your feet hit the ground. In other words, when you really start doing something, when you was about that action.
Right. That's right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
How you doing, Sandra? Oh, yeah, this is deep. Now, tell the devil no. How you doing, Miss Brenda? Y'all follow me? Miss Tiana, we're about to get to y'all question. Have y'all ever noticed, tell the devil no. We got to stop buying into what the world says anyways. Right?
Right.
This is what I'm saying. It's mighty funny. Y'all remember the drug epidemic problem with Ronald Reagan and all this? It's mighty funny how we believe Satan lies huh? Because our people was going to prison for drugs. In other words, when our people was behind a pipe and selling drugs and doing drugs, they was called thugs. In other words, they was drug users and drug dealers. Now all of a sudden, it's a problem. It's a drug epidemic problem because it has flipped to where Caucasian America, I said it, and I'm not taking it back. I have people on both sides. I got brothers that are Caucasian that are like my brothers. But let's keep this thing 100% real in God. Tell the devil, no, watch this. Why is it that so many people went to jail that was this color, and they was called drug users, but the people now all of a sudden is a drug epidemic problem, and now the drug is a problem. But back then, the people were the problem. See, when you do it and you this color, you the problem. But when you do it and you this color, it's the drug the problem. You see the difference?
Yes, sir.
And we believe the devil's lie. It's what I'm trying to tell you. Tell the devil no. If we're going to be right, let's be right across the board. Because now that it's your loved one, now all of a sudden it's a drug epidemic problem. Well, it was a drug epidemic problem back then, too. So why are they still locked up?
Amen.
We came to hear the truth, right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Let's keep it 100% real. See, in other words, what I'm telling you, if Satan has so many ways of manipulating and lying, tell him, no, I won't ever believe your report. My report that I believe is a report of the Lord. The Bible says, whose report shall you believe? I believe the report of God. Satan can't tell me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He can't tell me none of his views. He can't share none of his thoughts with me because my answer is always going to be no to him. Satan can't do nothing but lie. It may come across as legit, but in the end, it's not. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Miss Tiana got a question, and the question is this, Mr. DJ, do you have to call, hold on, hold on. Miss Jennifer had a question first. I'm sorry, Miss Jennifer. Did not overlook you. Miss Jennifer said this, Mr. DJ.
Okay.
Do you have to call the demon by their name in order for it to flee? I guess it's the same question that Ms. Tiana posted. Thank you, Ms. Tiana.
Yes.
Do you have to call that demon by their name in order for it to flee?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not on the first name basis with a demon. I call it spade a spade. So I don't care what your name is.
What a wire.
Around here, you got to go.
That boy, wow, y'all be DJ?
I don't know you. You got to get around from here. You're not
y'all,
father,
the question
was, you know?
The question is, do you have to call that demon by its name in order for it to flee? And Mr. DJ said he's not on the first base's name. He don't know you like that.
Okay. I don't have that kind of, you're not my father, you're not no kin to me, you're not my brother. No, I'm a brother in Christ, so you got to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to go.
Y'all, when you resist the devil, you don't have to know his name. You just have to know it's not in God. See, anything is not in God, I don't have to know your name. Because, see, if a burglar come in my house, I don't have to say, John, that's you? No. John about to get what that boy, Lawrence Fishburne did on, what was that? Boys in the Hood? He didn't ask no name, and he didn't ask who it was. He kind of loaded something up. Now, I'm not promoting violence, but what I'm saying is, when you resist the devil, you don't have to know that devil, that demon's name. Oh, no. My thing is, Satan, you knew who I was, so you assigned one to me. Let me send it right back to you.
That's right.
Uh-oh. Huh? Y'all following?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Miss Angela? And Miss Angela, I got Miss Angela Butler. I got Miss Angela Bates. Boy, I'm telling you. All right, how you doing, Miss Katrina, Miss Chelsea, and Miss Dontra? Y'all follow me? How you doing, Miss Cassie? Okay.
Mr. Clark.
Resist the devil, he shall flee. What you got to say, Mr. DJ?
I was just saying a wise woman from New Orleans taught me something. She said, you see this here bullet? You know, catch it. And she throw it at you. She said, let me see if you catch the next one. The next one ain't coming from her hand. It's coming from the device. So what
hold
I'm
on,
saying
is, I don't listen to DJ. I do not promote Gun violence.
What I'm saying is I don't have to, you know, the God in me is going to make me ask you to leave, but then, you know, you stick around, you're going to see another side. I don't think you want to stay around me. You know, if you're the devil, you got to go.
All right. So, y'all, tell the devil no, okay? But that no has to be more than just, again, your vocal cords moving. That no has to be a lifestyle that is sustainable, because y'all know as well as I know, your ex, man, whew, your ex know you. Fair enough? That's fair to say, Miss Latonya, Mr. DJ? Your ex know you.
Yeah.
So if your ex know you, you don't think Satan knows you?
Mm-hmm.
Satan knows you. However, this is the thing. Satan know when you're serious, and Satan know when you're playing. But watch this. Even when you tell the devil no, watch this. The Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. God has been telling Satan no for Satan's his creation, since he has fallen from heaven, right? Lucifer was his name, now is the devil. He has been telling him no since he hit the face of the earth. Now watch this. Don't you know Satan knows the ending, yet he's still going to fight God? So if he fights God, anybody on this phone line better than God? Not a one of us. So if you know he's going to fight your daddy, you don't think that he's going to come back at you?
Yes, sir.
You don't think, but here's the thing. The more he comes back, that means the more you got something in you that you didn't even realize that you had. Because if the devil's fighting you and the devil's trying to tempt you, the only reason why he's trying to tempt you is because he don't want you to walk into your destiny. That's why.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why. Why would Satan tempt something that ain't going nowhere?
Amen.
All right.
Come on, y'all. Let me say this again. Why would Satan tempt you if you wasn't doing nothing for God? If you you didn't have a purpose for God, if you wasn't valuable to God, why would he tempt you? You ever heard of this thing, let a lying dog sleep? If you wasn't about nothing to Satan, he wouldn't mess with you. Satan sees something in you that you don't even see in yourself. Stop getting mad at God. Satan is messing with you because Satan is messing with you because God created you to replace him.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So if you are being you the replacement, it should be easy to tell him no. I would never listen to a devil who I'm replacing. He mad because I'm in his position.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Let me say this again. Right. I would never listen to a devil that I'm replacing. He's mad because God created you to replace him. See?
Amen.
Y'all know that?
Yes,
how you doing, Miss Captain, Miss Ivy? All right, what other question we got out there, Miss Latonya? What question we got?
Okay, so the next question is, my son came to me recently and told me that he is gay. I am a Christian and absolutely do not agree with that lifestyle. As a single mother, how do I deal with this situation, and where do I go to seek help with this?
Y'all heard that question? Go ahead and type that up, Ms. Latonya. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So y'all heard the question. I'm going to read it once she types it up. Okay, because this is really going on, and this is something that really needs to be addressed.
Yes, okay, sir.
I'm going to let you answer that question first, Mr. DJ.
Well, the first things first. You're glad that your son respected you enough to come to you. If it were me personally, I would sit down and really, really talk and pray to try to understand what went wrong. And when I say wrong, I'm saying where did things go off track? If I'm a Christian, and first of all, my son should be a Christian if I'm a Christian. I know the word I use was should, but I would really talk and see, how did this come about? Where did we get off track at? You know, and then I would come at him with everything that I have. I would still come to him in love, because the Bible says when you see your brother or your son or your daughter or, you know, a loved one in error, you're supposed to go to them with love. But that's not going to mean that I'm going to not tell him right from wrong, him or her. I mean, I'm going to tell them exactly, you know, what the word says. And then we're going to go from there together and go to God together.
So here's the thing. I didn't see the question you posted out there, Ms. Latonya.
Yes, sir.
Okay, for some reason I cannot see y'all. I apologize if I'm not seeing y'all comments because I cannot see it on my phone. So please go to Verizon and get on them. Don't get mad at me. All right. So here's the thing. Throw that question out there again for Ms. Latonya because I cannot see it.
Okay, yes. I'll read it and then I'll post it again. My son came to me recently and told me that he is gay. I am a Christian and absolutely do not agree with that lifestyle. As a single mother, how do I deal with this situation, and where do I go to seek help with this?
The Bible says we wrestle not against.
Flesh and blood.
Again, I'm asking y'all.
Flesh and blood.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, right?
Right.
So here's the thing. Mr. DJ was hitting right on the head. Tell the devil no. Y'all ever notice in the Bible, when Jesus was approached by his father and his son who was having convulsions, foaming at the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Jesus, oh yeah, y'all got to hear this now. Tell the devil no. Jesus never addressed the son. He addressed the daddy.
That's right.
Listen to what I'm saying. It doesn't matter how much you pray. It don't matter how holy you are. That don't mean that Satan won't attack you or your family. You can be the world's greatest father. You can be the world's greatest mother. Huh? And the devil still got a monkey wrench to throw your way. You could have been raised your child absolutely right in God, and they can still turn out to be something that God disapproves of. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? With that being said, the Bible says to train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they are older, they won't depart from it. In other words,
yes.
It's easier to resist the devil when the training has already been enforced. In other words, if you should ever get off track, hold on, do I got a car somewhere around here? If you should ever get off track, watch this now. If you should ever get off track, you see that little chain? I yank it back a little bit because you know you wasn't raised that way. But I ain't going to tell you that. I'm going to show you what I mean. Because, see, I'll yank that chain. It's called a spiritual chain that says get your mind right. You know you're going to fear God in my presence and in this house. And now that you're older and you're out of this house, don't forget your upbringing. God, I'm going to bring it back. See, when you train up a child, that's the only thing that they know. So when you tell them, they got to respond.
Yes.
Here's the thing. That don't mean that that's going to change the child's lifestyle. But how you resist the devil is that you don't necessarily have to keep on telling them. You got to keep on showing them God. In other words, you got to love the H-E-double-L out of them. In other words, let God use you in such a way that it's so crafty that the devil don't even understand your approach.
Mm-hmm.
In other words,
Amen.
That don't mean that, that don't mean that you condone the actions. That means you love your child enough to separate your child. Huh?
Amen.
Hell. You got to be able to separate your child from the yoke of hell. You got to be able to separate your child from Satan's grip. In other words, I'm going to be the vice that stands in between the gap that says, Satan, you can't have mine. And see, I'm going to show you by this. The Bible says, if you lift me up, I will draw. You got to keep on lifting God up, mother, father. You got to lift God up because, see, Jesus is addressing the parents before he even addressed the child. Handle your business.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Carr, sometimes help is beyond you. You got to reach out. Like, I think at the end of that question, it says that she's a single mother. It's not always even about that. You need to take some other influences and other positive influences around your son or even around your daughter. I'm saying sometimes your child don't always listen to the parent, but they might listen to the parent's friend or an uncle or an aunt or somebody
else.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Like you said, stand in the gap. Just let it be known to the devil. No, not this one, not today.
Y'all, can I close it out with this? Tell the devil no. I want to share this because some people didn't get this. I want to share this because some people, how you doing, Miss Sheena, Miss Alicia, Miss Stephanie? I want to share this. The Bible says, y'all remember in Genesis? The Bible says, let your light shine. Don't you know when you let your light shine, the devil can't do nothing but flee? But see, you got to let your light shine. I mean, I know they have LED lights that they say have warranty that would never go out. But something that's better than LED lights is called GOD lights. See, if LED got a warranty on it, why we don't have warranty on us. In other words,
amen,
our lights never go dull. See, when your light shines so much, you do know that Satan hates light, right?
Yes, he does.
Y'all know why he hates light? Huh?
It exposes him.
Say that again?
Yes. Right. It exposes him.
Not only does it expose the enemy, and it makes no easy for you to say, because see, when you know the truth, it's easy for you to tell no. Woo! When you know the truth and light exposes stuff, you know why he don't like light? It's called the first law. Huh? It's the law of first things. Remember in the beginning, the Bible said, let there be light. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Notice. Jesus said, let there be light. Now, to the people who are not spiritually minded, we may miss this. But to the people who have a relationship with God, you're going to catch this. The Bible said, hold on, watch what I'm saying now. Y'all can still see me out there?
Yes, sir.
The Bible said, let there be light. Satan don't like not light because it's going to expose him, and you can tell him no easy. Watch this. When God said, let there be light, y'all do know, he was prophetically speaking, right? He wasn't talking about let there be a sun and a moon and stars right now. Go
correct.
Read Genesis. Go see when the light, the sun and the moon was created. The sun and the moon was created on what day? Day number 3. Woo!
Right.
But on day number 1, God said, y'all got to catch this. On day number 1, God said, let there be light. Woo! Well, my friends, guess what he was saying? When he said, let there be light, he was saying, you and I. He was, remember the Bible said, he knew us before we was even formed in our mother's womb? God knew you before he even formed this earth. He said, let there be light. Catch what I'm saying. When you let there be light, that means you should walk in yes. The promises of God are yes and amen. Your truth is God's truth. Your ways are God's ways. Your thoughts are God's ways. When he said, let there be light, he was talking about you and I. Although it didn't naturally manifest right then and there, he spoke it into existence.
Amen.
Now, if you think I'm lying, go read your Bible in Genesis, and you tell me when he said the sun and the moon was created. It was on day 3. But on day 1, he said, let there be light. In other words, see, to those who are in God, we walk by faith. When he said, let there be light, God is a spirit. Because some people say, well, nobody was here before all this was created. No, there was something here. You couldn't see it. The Bible said the Spirit of God hovered. That means there was something here. It was the Spirit of God. You couldn't see it then. So when he said, let there be light, he's talking to the spiritual being. In other words, I'm telling you to tell the devil no. If you let your light shine, it's easy for you to live this way.
Amen.
The first order was to let there be light. In other words, when you walk in the light, when you walk in God, and when you walk in God's trueness, telling Satan no is easy. You follow me? God commanded
you.
God has commanded, let there be light, not only on earth, but let there be light in you. And when you have light, see the difference between darkness and light, darkness and light, darkness and light. See, darkness, I might not be able to see that. But when there's light, I can see clear. In other words, it's easy. And you'll tell people, thank you for telling me who that individual was. Thank you. But see, God is telling you everything that you need to know. So now what we K-N-O-W know, we now should tell the devil N-O know. You know.
Amen.
about his antics. You know that he's mad that God created you to be a light that he could not be no more. Tell the devil no. How you do
yes,
it?
Sir.
You have to resist him every day. How do you resist the devil? Well, if I'm resisting the devil, this God, this Satan, how I resist the devil is like this. I focus so much on this one to where I don't have time to be listening to this one. See, when I'm focused on this one, I don't care about this one being in my ear. And if this one, I'm going to get mad enough to say,
Will you leave me alone? As a matter of fact, leave me alone. See, I'm not going to run from this one. I'm going to tell this one to get the ATLL on. See, now that one walked away. See, when you focused on God, when you focused on God and your hand is in God's hand, that's the only way that you can resist the devil. Just because you talk about God. Because, see, I can be talking about a God that I never focused on. But when I focus on him, it's easy to resist anything else that ain't him.
Yes.
Right. That's right.
Simple. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
All right. And we can leave it right there. Tell the devil no. Resist the devil, and he shall flee. But before you resist the devil, the Bible clearly says it in Luke. Was it Luke? No. It wasn't Luke. In James 4 and 7, the Bible says, submit yourselves then to God. And then he said resist. If you want to accurately resist the devil and tell the devil no, you must first do something. You must submit to God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mr. DJ.
All right.
Yeah,
also, Mr. Carr, I don't know what scripture it is, but the Bible says that if you just call on the name of Jesus out loud with your mouth, the devil flinches. He cringes. That's one way. If you just really feel like, I'm just putting that out there to everybody who feel like the devil won't leave you alone or get off your back. If you call on the name of Jesus, every time we say the name Jesus, he flinches. He cringes at that. He respects Christ. So why won't you? So if you feel like that he, you know, won't leave you alone, just call on the name of Jesus. You don't have to have no special prayer. Just say the name Jesus and watch and see what happens. To any demon or devil, I don't care what their name is. Just call on the name Jesus and watch what happens.
Mr. DJ, I hear what you're saying, but I challenge that to this degree. Because if you don't have a relationship, calling on somebody don't matter. As a matter of fact, people say Jesus out loud when they're doing sexual acts that he doesn't approve of.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
So,
very
in
true.
Order to call on Jesus, you better make sure you have to have a relationship with him. Because, see, some people speak things out and nothing happens. When you walk in authority, that means your words matter. So much to where, see, from the abundance of the heart, the abundance, that don't mean that you just in a bind and you call on Jesus. See, that means I got so much of God in me to where if ever I do get in a bind, I do it every day anyway. It's natural to me because I walk in his authority. I don't wait till I get an advance to call his name, because when you have a relationship with somebody, they might not pick up for that person, but they sure will pick up for you. Hmm.
That's right. I stand corrected. It says to call on his name in spirit and in truth.
And in truth.
So
you got to have a relationship. That's right.
All right.
Mr. DJ, you'll pray for us right quick, please?
Sure. Everybody bow your head, close your eyes, open up your heart, touch and agree. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again. And we want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for watching over us, Father, for it. Nothing is promised to us, but our sole purpose is to worship you. Thank you for letting the leader prepare us and spiritually teach us, Father, and get us prepared to walk with you. Help us and him also for us to grow together and worship again in Christian band and love and fellowship, Father. And we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Everybody under the sound of my voice, say amen.
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 All right. Y'all have a great night, and we'll see y'all next Monday. If you get a chance, make sure you get on every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. Okay, that's in the middle of the United States Central Standard. If you're on the East Coast, that's a different time zone. That's like an hour ahead. West Coast
that's
is
right.
an hour behind. But y'all get it. So, but make sure you call in on Wednesdays. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 225-364-0211. Make sure y'all get a chance to go to www.sundaymorningbreakfast.org. Got some power on there, some fire on there, okay? And then again, next Monday, make sure y'all share this so we can get on next Monday as well. Y'all have a great night, yeah?
Good night.
Good night.